Unit 3, Transportation, Major Subways of Europe. Listen to two students discussing subways.
We need to organize the information for our report on the history of subways. We agreed that our topic would be the London Underground?
Yes, it's such an intrinsic part of London. It's famous worldwide. It really is the centerpiece of the city.
And it's been around for a long time. We should mention that it first began operation in 1863. I think it's important to point out that at that time they used steam engines to pull the trains.
Yes, that's really important information, because steam engines were intrinsic to the way the system was built. The tracks couldn't be very deep because the engines had to release steam.
Right. The tunnels had to be close to the surface of the ground, and there were vents to release the steam to the streets.
So we should explain all that, and then talk about how the system changed when electric trains were introduced.
That made a big difference because the tunnels could be deeper since they didn't have to worry about releasing steam.
And they had developed methods that made it possible to dig deeper tunnels because they used a sort of shield to support the tunnel while the workers were digging.
Right, the hollow Great Head Shield.
People were happy with the deeper tunnels because it wasn't necessary to destroy streets and buildings to dig them.